Today's Shir is Masechta Menachos, Daf Chaf Beis. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chaf Aleph Beis, the first wide line. We've had a back and forth discussion that Shmuel said that the salt in the Beis Hamikdash, Lashanu Ela Lekabanam, Aval Achil Eloi. We can't use the salt for certain purposes. And the Gemara was going back and forth, what did Shmuel mean, and what is this, and who supplies the salt, and for what may be used. Says the Gemara, there was a special, as the Mishnah Masech Tishkolim teaches us, a special Tanai Bezdin, that the salt can be used by the Kahanim, and the reason when they're eating the Kabonis, and the reason that they had to have a special Tanai Bezdin, but Nitzricha, it's only taught Ben Bukhri according to what Ben Bukhri teaches us. Because Ben Bukhri's opinion is, as we're about to learn, that the Kahanim did not give the Mechza a shekel. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechet Shkalim says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Heid Ben Bukhri Ben Yavna, Ben Bukhri taught us in Yavna, Kol Koyin Sheshekel, any kohen that participates in the mechza shekel, ein achoita. That means that if he does it, he's not doing anything wrong. But what does that really tell us? It means that if he doesn't participate, he isn't doing anything wrong. Says the Gemara, to which says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, loy ki, I don't agree. Ella, kol kohen shein shekel, if a kohen does not participate in the Machsa Shekel, Chayte, he's doing an Aveira. Because, of course, he says that the Kahanim have to participate in the Machsa Shekel. So where did it come that they thought that they do not? So Kahanim Darshan Mikril Atzman, Mikrizel Atzman. The Kahanim misinterpreted a Pasuk, and based on their misinterpretation, that's why they said that they don't have to participate in the Machzor HaShekel. For they said, we know, as we learned many times in our Masechta, the Pasuk, when it describes the Korban Mincha that a Kohen brings, says, the Korban Mincha is Kohen, Kol Tiyah Loi Sochel. A Kohen, when he brings the Korban Mincha, unlike, as we've been discussing, Korban Mincha that's brought by Yisrael, where the Kohenitz is removed, and then the Shrayim are, the Kohenitz is removed and put on the Mizbeach and burnt. The Kahanim had the carbon completely, Mincha carbon burnt. Now, one of the carbon that comes from the Tzibur, that the Machsa Shekel funds are used, is for the Omer. And the carbon Omer is like all the other carbon Minchas, where the Kohenitz is burnt and the Shrayim are distributed amongst the Kahanim. Or we have the Shtei Lechem, which we speak about often in our Masechta, on Shavuos, which come from the Tzibur, and the Shtei Lechem, the animals are burnt on the put on the Mizbech, the Shtei Lechem are distributed amongst the Kahanim. The Lechem Aponim, that we speak about often in our Masechta, every Shabbos, the two Bezichen of Levain are burnt, and the Lechem Aponim is distributed, and the Lechem Aponim, as we often describe, is considered a form of a Korban Mincha. But if they're a form of Korban Mincha, and the Kahanim are participants in that, so now the question would be, Heich Nechalim, how would they be allowed to be eaten? If the Kahanim are part of the Korban Mincha, that the Halacha should be, that it should be completely burnt. And that's why they said, well, we won't participate. And if we don't participate in the Machzor Shekel, then there is no issue about the Korban Mincha not being completely burnt. And that's why they thought they shouldn't have to participate in the Machzor Shekel. El Ben Bechri says the Gemara, Kim de l'chadchila lo'mechayiv, if the Kohanim aren't going to be giving the Machzor Shekel because of the reason that we just explained, if the Kohanim don't have to participate, so ask the Gemara Kimaisi, when they bring, why not should they be considered chayte? They should be considered a Baal Aveira, because they're part of bringing Machzor HaShekel, and if they participate, won't that be a situation of Mael Chul L'Chazara, that they're bringing something that doesn't belong in the Azara, their Machzor Shekel, and giving it? Answers the Gemara, the Maisa Maslein. They give it over. If they're obligated to give the Machzor Shekel, fantastic. If they're not obligated to give the Machzor Shekel, they're donating it, and they donate it completely. And by donating it completely, that's why they won't have to bring the Machzor Shekel. So Rashi points out, so the Kohanim have this thinking that they don't have to participate in the Machzor Shekel, because otherwise how would the Kabbonis be brought? So Rashi explains, that's what the Torah is saying, that even though they should give to the Machzor Shekel, and even though they're Kohanim, and normally when a Kohen's Korban Mincha is brought, it's completely burnt, what the Torah is telling us here is that this Mincha is different. And this Mincha, even though it belongs to Kohanim, or Kohanim are participants, the halacha is it should be burnt. That's the two ways of understanding what Rashi says. One way of understanding what Rashi says is that the Torah is saying this is an exception to rule that applies by all Mechas Kohanim. By all other Mechas Kohanim, it's completely burnt. Here, it's not burnt. Another way that the Rishonim approach this is that we follow Roiv. And since Roiv of Klal Yisrael, Roiv of the people who participated in these Kabbonis are not Kohanim. So even though there is a population of Kohanim who did participate, we follow the majority who are not Kohanim. But Rabbi Kiva Eger, based on this Gemara, says a very bechiddush. Kiva Eger wants to suggest that women would not have to daven musaf. He says the reason the carbon musaf, we daven musaf, corresponding to the carbon musaf that was brought Shabbos, Yontav, Rosh Chodesh, and suggests from Kiva Eger that the carbon musaf came from the shkolim, from the Machzor Shekel. And women, he says, certainly did not have to participate in the Machzor Shekel. So if women did not have to participate in the Machzor Shekel, that means they're not part of the Karban Musaf, and they shouldn't have to daven Karban Musaf. Many Achroinim disagree with Rabbi Kiva Eger. And their approach is, it's not that the women, according to the opinion, that Kohanim don't have to give Machzor Shekel. It's not to be understood that the Karban doesn't cover them. Of course the carbon covers them. It's a carbon tzibur, and a carbon tzibur has to be brought on behalf of every member of Klal Yisrael. Just there's two categories. There's category of people that not only are they covered by the Machzor Shekel, but they have to give the Machzor Shekel. Any man from 20 to 60, etc., whatever the rules are, who has to participate in the Machzor Shekel. And then there's another rule. And that is that even if you didn't participate in donating Machzor Shekel, because you're not, the Torah doesn't obligate you to donate a Machzor Shekel, you're still covered by the carbon, because the carbon covers every member of Klal Yisrael. And the women, or according to the opinion, the Kahanim, or there's another a point that's made by the Paiskim according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. What will be if you have a boy who's under 20 years old? And as we just said, the Machzor Shekel is only given by people who are 20 years and older. So would that mean that a boy, a man who's under 20 years old, above bar mitzvah, doesn't have to daven musaf? No, because he is covered, even though he didn't have to financially participate. And that's why women should daven musaf, and that's why a boy can should also daven musaf once he's over bar mitzvah. There is a question that if you have two people who could daven, and one is below 20 and one is above 20, maybe you can make a suggestion that the man who's above 20, who not only is covered by the Kabbonis, but participating in giving the Machzor Shekel, is the preferable Baal Tefillah. So now we go back to our Gemara. Why did they have to make a special Tanai Bezdin that the Kohanim, when they bring their own Kabbonis, could use the salt of the Tzibur? So says the Gemara, when did the Torah say that all the salt that belongs to Hegdash can be used by any individual who's bringing a carbon? Yisrael. The coin to Yisrael, this like Lishka, they participated in the Machzah Shekel. The Kahanim, whoever didn't give Lishka, they didn't participate in the Machzah Shekel. Maybe Loizokhle Rachmana, maybe they should not be allowed to use that salt that came from those funds. And that's what Shmuel came to teach us, Kamash Malon, that Bezda made a rule that the Kahanim also could use their salt for their kabbanis. Ask the Gemara, going back to something we discussed in our previous year, Veitz in the Pshita Leilatana. And when we speak about the Eitzim, which in the previous year, it was obvious, the Mishal Tzibur, that they gave, the payment for the Eitzim came from the Tzibur Menolon. So of course the question is, why shouldn't we learn the halacha of the wood from the salt? And just like the salt we just finished learning comes from the Tzibur, so it should be the halacha by the Eitzim. So Taisus wants to suggest that maybe the Eitzim should be considered like the Levoina. And just like as we've been learning, when somebody brings a carbon, he has to pay for his own carbon mincha, he has to pay for his own Levoina, so too should be the halacha by the Eitzim. Because, explains the Sefer Taras HaKadosh, the salt and the wood is an integral part of the carbon. The Levoina is an integral part of the carbon. And not only that, the Eitzim have another commonality with the Levoina. The Levoina you could bring, as we learned, somebody said, somebody could say, Harei Olai Levoina, you could bring your own Levoina as a carbon. You could bring your own Eitzim. There's no such a thing as a carbon melech. And therefore, the Gemara is thinking that maybe the Eitzim should be compared to the Levoina. And when we say that the Eitzim, are compared to the Levoina, what we mean to say is that it should, when we say the Eitzim comes from the Levoina, what it means to say is that it should be brought from the individual, not from the Tzibur. So ask the Gemara, Eitzim, the Pshita Leilatana, the Mishal Tzibur, that it's obvious that they come from the Tzibur, Menolon, where do we notice Halacha? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa says Yochel. If somebody says, Ha'oima Re'elai Oila, if somebody obligates himself to bring a carbon Oila, Yovi Eitzim Metoch Beitzim, Metoch Beitzim, he should have to bring his own Eitzim, Kedarech, Shemevi Nechosim, Nesachim Beisai, just like he has to bring his own Nesachim. Tamaloymer, Vasu Baruch Bnei Aaron Kohanim says Nesachim as a Rosh Vesapoder Ala Eitzim Asher Ala Eish Asher Ala Mizbeach. We learn from here, Ma Mizbeach Shal Tzibur, just like the Mizbeach, of course, was brought from the Tzibur, they made the Mizbeach, those funds, Af Eitzim Ve'esh Mishal Tzibur, Divir Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimu Oimer, he says the Hekesh is not coming to teach us that the Eitzim come from the Tzibur, but rather teach us a different halacha. Ma mizbeach l'nishtamish behedjit, just like when we speak about the mizbeach is something l'nishtamish behedjit that was never used by anybody privately. Af Eitzim ve'esh. It has to be something that was never previously used. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what is the nafkamina between the Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamu's interpretation? Says the Gemara, ikke benayu charati. Do you have to use new wood? According to Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, they don't have to be new. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamu, they have to be totally new that were never used before. Ask the Gemara, Vatiki, that is that true? The wood that was previously used, loy, cannot be used for the mizbeach, cannot be used for ksiv. The pasuk says, there was a terrible plague in Klal Yisrael, and the Navi tells And the Navi tells David, go make a Mizbeach. And the Pasuk says, V'yomer avon al David, Yikach v'yal adoni ha-melech atoy be'enov, rei abokal oylo v'merigim v'kli abokal eitzim. Everything that you have here, the Pasuk says, after the Navi tells David to make a Mizbeach, Arvina tells him, take any material that you have, and make anything that I have, make a Mizbeach. So we see that it was presumably used kalim. So it's used wood already. It was never used. It was destined to use for merigim, which the Gemara is going to define in a moment, but was never used in that way. Ask the Gemara, my merigim. What is the definition of merigim? Says the Gemara, Amar ula mita shel tarbol. Ask the Gemara, my mita shel tarbol. What exactly is a mita shel tarbol? Amar Yehuda, Iza de Kurkumi. They had a board that had on it like teeth, like sticking out, pegs sticking out. And it was used in threshing the wheat. They put it on top of the grain, and then would tie this board to an axe, and the axe would schlep this board over the grain, the dosh by the shtai, and that's how the wheat would get threshed. Omer Rav Yosef, to which Rav Yosef comments, make craw. Where do we see in a pasuk that was what this was used for? It says the Gemara, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hine samticha lemayrik choritz, chodesh baal pepiyos, todesh horim. So we see from here the pasuk, the mayrik is that something that's given todesh horim, it was used to do this, to do this threshing. So we see from here that something which was previously used is not allowed to be used for something which was previously used cannot be used for the Mizbeach. So therefore, the Paiskim say, anything that was previously used cannot be used for Hegdish. But there's a very interesting story that I saw that during the French-Russian War, Napoleon, who was the leader of France, was in a bad situation, and he was hiding in a small village next to Moscow, concerned that he would be caught. There was a wealthy Jew whose name was Rabbi Yosef Luria, and he met Napoleon, and Napoleon asked this Rabbi Yosef Luria to meet him, and after they met, he was very kind to Napoleon. As a show of gratitude, afterwards, Napoleon took off the coat that he was wearing it, and he gave it to Yosef. Gave it to Rabbi Yosef Luria. This beautiful coat, the Luria family has a Messiah. They were very concerned about it because they did not want to be caught as if they were helping the enemy Napoleon. And what they did was they sent this coat to Yerushalayim, and it was made into parochus in a shul called the Menachem Tzion Shul. And the question that comes up is how could they have used this coat for parochus if it was just used by Napoleon the Hedget? How could it be used for a Dovah Shebekedusha? And in fact, the Maril quotes the Sefer Haguda, a Rishon, that says, Ein liknas me'ilin sh'nishtamish by Hedget. You shouldn't buy a coat that was used by a regular individual, l'shtamish b'kedusha. Just like we weren't allowed to use Eitzim on the Mizbeach that were used previously. And this halacha is quoted by the Ramah in Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph, and again in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Chaf Aleph. So the Magen Avraham, to answer this, says that if you change what you got, if you received something which was used for Dovah Hedget, and you made a physical change in it, then you are allowed to use it for Davar Shebekedusha. And his Raya is from the Maris HaTzoivos. We know that the Pasuk says that the mirrors that the Jewish women used in Mitzrayim were ultimately what were used for the Kir of a Kanoi. So we see that since they were changed, they could be used for that purpose. The Mishnah Brura, when he quotes this halacha, after Yesh Machmirim Gamazeh, that some that are Machmed that don't allow anything that was used lahedyet to be used for Gvoya, Ha'olam Na'agim Lahakam. There's also the Paiskim differentiate between something which is a Dover Mitzvah and something which is only a Tashmish L'Kedusha. There would be a difference if you were using something like this for Sefer Torah or for Tefillin versus if you weren't using them actually for Sefer Torah or Tefillin, but you were using them for a Tefillin bag or something to be put, or the Parichas, as we're speaking about, they're not used actually for, they're not actually being used for that purpose. The Torah says, and when Yaakov Avinu was leaving Be'er Sheva, the Pasuk says, "V'yikach ma'avnei amokim, v'yosem marishoysov, v'yishka b'mokim ahu." And then the Pasuk says, "V'yashku Yaakov aboiker, v'yikach esavin ashesom marishoysov, v'yosem oysom mitzeva, v'yitzok shemel aroysha." So the Torah asks, how could have Yaakov Avinu taken the stone on which he put his head that he used for a hedyet purpose and now use it to build a mizbeach? So he says, so the Torah answers, there is a difference whether he used it for a mizbeach or he used it for a bama. As we've been learning and will continue learning, of course, in the time of Yaakov Avinu, there wasn't really a mizbeach yet. There was only a bama. And as we just learned, if it's not used actually for the Davar Shebekedusha, it's used something that is not on that same high level, then the halacha would be that he's allowed to use it for that purpose. Another explanation given is that these stones were already used by Adam Arishan as a mizbeach. Since they were already used by Adam Arishan as a mizbeach, then they already had they were already kaddish from before. And since they were already kaddish from before, that's why they can be used for, continue to be used for mizbeach. Of course, the question would be, if that's the case, then there's a different question. If they were used for that purpose, if they were mizbeach, how could Yaakov Avinu put his head down on them? And another answer I saw because of this, to this question, is that the stones, Yaakov Avinu did not use stones, those stones, to put his head down. They were only put around his head. And since they were only put around his head, they were only there to protect him from animals. They were put around the head. That's why the halacha would be that there would be no problem in using those stones because those are stones that were not used. Our Gemara also has been teaching us that, for example, if the Kahanim choose to put, if Kahanim choose to give to the Machzor a shekel, since it's not clear if they have to participate in the Machzor shekel or not, they should give it over to the Tzibur properly. So I saw there are many questions that come up as manazeh about bringing a Korban Pesach. Maybe a Korban Pesach could be, maybe we could have a mizbeach and still bring a Korban Pesach. But one of the issues I've seen is that the halacha is that the mizbeach on which we would bring a Korban Pesach has to come mishal tzibur. It has to come from the tzibur. And if we would, and how to make a proper transfer of what an individual is donating, that it should become to the tzibur, we're not exactly sure how to make that happen. And that's one of the reasons that we can't build a mizbeach and put a cover and put the Korban Pesach on it. Says the Gemara, we've been learning often when a Yisrael brings a Korban Mincha, so we bring all the ingredients, the kmitza is done, the kmitza is burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of the carbon, the shrine, are eaten by the Kahanim. However, as we just learned, Korban Mincha that's brought by a Kayin is very different. It's completely, there's no Kmitza, rather it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, the Saraf Kamtza B'Kaimitz Chavertai. If the Kaimitz of a Michas Yisrael got mixed up with the Kaimitz of one person's Korban Mincha with somebody else's Korban Mincha, or the Kaimitz got mixed up with the Michas Kahanim, which we just said is completely burnt, or b'mechas kain mashiach, the mechad that the kain gadol brings every day, which we often discuss, machtzisa b'boika, machtzisa b'nabayim, half is brought in the morning and half is brought in the afternoon, but also the halach is that that korban mincha is completely burnt, or it got mixed up b'mechas nesachim, which the mincha that the Torah tells us many korban minchas have to have a mechas nesachim accompany those korbanos, and those korbanos are completely burnt on the mizbeach, and all these cases kshera, because everything we have here is something that has to be burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore just take everything that you have, this entire mixture, and put it on the mizbeach. And as the Rambam points out, that it should all be put on the mizbeach at the same time. For as we're learning, every korban mincha has oil, but they have the oil gets mixed up, and we have to be concerned that it's all done. We have to be concerned that it's all done properly. Since we have to be concerned that it's all done properly, the only way we could be confident that everything is burnt properly is by burning it all at the same time. Rabbi Yudaimer, b'mechas kai mashiach, b'mechas nesachim psulim, that if they got mixed up in the mechas kai mashiach, mechas nesachim, it would be possible. Why does it say psula? It should have said psulim. We're talking about many different situations. So Rashi says the entire Mincha, the entire Mishnah is being taught the Lashon Yochid. Why? Why, if everything that I have in front of me is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, if everything that I have in front of me is supposed to be burnt, so why can't I just take it and burn everything? And it's the Gemara, because they're not the same recipe. Shazu b'losai ova, in a Michas Nadova, there's one leg of Shemin to every to the sarn of Silas, and that makes a thicker batter. Zu, the mechas kai mashiach, the mechas nesachim b'lulasa raka, because we have three logan of oil to the sarn of flour, and vein b'lasu mizu. And therefore, the concern is that when we mix them, that we mix them together, they're not going to remain separate. Rather, what's going to happen is they're going to get mixed up one with the other. And what's going to happen here, as Rashi explains, the korban mincha that's not supposed to have so much oil is going to have too much oil, and the korban mincha that is supposed to have a lot of oil would end up having less oil, and therefore we should not mix them together, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Maratanan Hossam, we learned the Mishnah from Masechet Zvachim, Dam Shnes Arba Mayim. You have the blood of Kachim, which is supposed to be burnt, which is supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, Zrikas Adam, they got mixed together with water. The halach is as follows. Im yesh b'maris dam, if it looks like dam, then it's still kosher l'zrika. It can be used for Zrika. But as we learned in the Gemara Masechet Zvachim, it depends what happened. Because if the blood fell into the water one drop at a time, so then we say, Kama bottle. Every drop of blood becomes bottle. And even though afterwards we have enough blood that it still looks like blood, it wouldn't make a difference. That once it's kama bottle, the halach is, it would be possible. And therefore, Taisus says, the halach of kama bottle is only applicable when it's a little blood at a time. And therefore, each drop of blood that falls in, we say kama bottle, it becomes bottle in the blood. But if it would be all the blood fell into the water at one time, the halach is that then we don't say kama bottle. Furthermore, says the Sfas Emes, even if in the reality there is more water than blood, but this mixture that we have in front of us looks like blood, as long as it looks like blood, then it has the din of blood. And so too does he say vice versa. Even if you'll have more blood than water, but for whatever reason, even if you have more blood than water, it looks like water, then it will not be usable for Zrikas Adam. But now, discusses the Gemara, why will be the halacha nis'arif b'yayin? The red blood got mixed up into red wine. So we don't know that. Why does it look red? Does it look red because of the blood, or does it look red because of the wine? So the halacha tells us to roin oisai kilu maim, view as if this wine were water. And if it would still look like blood, then it can be used, and if not, not. Continues the Gemara, Nisar Badam Behema, the blood of the Kachin, the blood of the Kabanis, got mixed up with regular blood. Abadam Chaya, or certainly Adam Chaya, cannot be Kachim. We can never bring a Chaya as a carbon. Again, Royanoi Soikila Mayim. But now, how do I know what it would look like if it was with water? So we have to make this determination. Royanoi Soikila Mayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even if one blood drop of blood fell into big blood of Chulin, you could use all of it. Why is Rabbi Yehuda so lenient? Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, which we're going to be studying now, that min b'minoi ain't a bottle. When two things are of the same type, the halacha is that we always follow, that it never becomes bottle. And therefore, since it's min b'minoi, the blood, that the carbon blood, is not bottle, and therefore is going to be allowed to be used for the Zrikas Adam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so says the Gemara, this machlokes that we have between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Mikra Echadarshu, is based on the same pasuk. As we discussed many times, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would bring two kabanas, a par and a sawyer, and he would take that blood and first spritz in the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Dama Par, and then from the Dama Sor. Then he would go out to the Hechel and spritz towards the Proiches from the Dama Par and Dama Sor. And then the Torah HaKadosh says that he should mix those two bloods together and put them on the Mizbeach. We learned earlier in our Masechta, when was that done? Was it done before they put it on the corners? Was it done after they put it on the corners? But it's certainly, the pasuk is very clear that says to mix them together. And the pasuk, in fact, says, "V'lokat medam apar medam asor, v'nosn al karnas mezbeich sover." Says the Gemara, "Hadav yidua, it's obvious to all, shadam shel par merubim medam shel sor. There's much more par blood than sor blood. So why is the sor blood still considered sor blood? Why doesn't it become the bottle in the par blood? Why, and it should not be considered damasar anymore? The fact that it's still considered damasar is a proof that it doesn't become bottle. So now the question is, why is that halacha? Why indeed does the damasar not become bottle? And that's the basis of the machloikis. Says the Gemara, "Rabbanan Sabri Mikan La Oilu She'em Avatam Zazeh." When we have two things that belong on the Mizbeach, the Dama Par and the Dama Sor, they both belong on the Mizbeach. Some things that belong on the Mizbeach never become bottle. And therefore, the same in our Mishnah, that when one Mincha becomes mixed in to another mincha, even though they're not the same, it doesn't change that the halacha is that ein oilim mevatlin ze ze ze. It doesn't become bottle under any become bottle under any circumstances. And so that's why Rabbanan have no problem with the Damas Par Damas Sar. The Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that this is the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, the min b'minoi, two things that are the same, ain't a bottle, two things that are the same, never become bottle. Our Gemara just taught us the halacha of oilim ein bevatlan zel ze. So I saw that we know that the Noam HaMelech teaches us in his tefillah, shenestakel b'malas b'chavreinu v'loy chesroinam. We should always look at our friends' positive attributes, not at their negative. Oilim, if people are great people, ein bevatlan ze ze. People who are special people never think about the other person, mevatel them. They never want to think negative about them. What people think about, what we're supposed to be thinking about each another person is oilin, that they're great people. Oilin, people are not supposed to be oilin. People who think positively about other people are not mevatel as mevatel as that. So Al Gemara has been teaching us the halacha a min b'minoi, the Rav Yehuda's psak a min b'minoi, and not bottle. And in the Rishonim that have two explanations why min b'minoi and not mevatel each other. One explanation is that min b'minoi is not bottle. The reason that min b'minoi is not bottle is that instead, since they're both the same, what does bittul mean? What bittul means is the one overtakes the other. One nullifies the other. But when they're both the same, then that one doesn't overtake the other. Rather, what happens is that they each strengthens the other. And since they each strengthen the other, because they're the same, that's why min b'minoi ain't a bottle. There's another way of looking at it, is because what makes things the same? And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, and that's the basis of the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says that when we look at things, we look at what are these things. And if we're looking, as we're learning in our Gemara, blood, so if they're both blood, then they're not mevatel each other, they're both the same. Others say that we don't, when we look at something, we don't look at what it is. We're looking at two things of blood. We look at what do they represent. And since we look at what they represent, so therefore, this is Isser and this is Heter. And even though they're min b'minoi, but if they have this fundamental difference between them, that one is Isser, one is Heter, that's why they will have the ability to be mevatel one the other. The Pasuk says that after the brothers of Yosef sold the brother, the Pasuk says, V'yikhu as ksoinis Yosef, V'yishchatu sor izim, V'yitbu as ksoinis b'dam hapar. Why does the Pasuk have to say that they took the blood from all types of soin, specifically izim? So the Klaus Magareba in his Sefer Shefachayim says an interesting pshat. The Pasuk says about Yosef, V'yavah Yosef es debosom ro'al aviyam. What does Rashi say? That anything that he saw the brothers do that was incorrect, he would report that to the father. One of the things that he said was that they ate Eva Menachai. And the question is, how can we conceivably say that the Shvatim ate Eva Menachai? And the answer is that they mixed it together, the Eva Menachai, with kosher meat, and since they mixed it together with kosher meat, they became bottle. Min b'minoi, bottle. And so they felt they could eat it because it's bottle. But Rabbi Yosef felt that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda taught us in our Gemara just now, the min b'minoi ain't a bottle. The fact that Yosef got punished, why did Yosef get punished? Because it turns out what he said was wrong. And that the halacha is like the Rabbanon, that min b'minoi is bottle. Where does Rabbi Yehuda, however, take his psak, as we're learning in our Gemara? The min b'mino is not bottle, from the sor and the par. So they wanted to show that they don't agree with that you, Yosef, held that the meat that's not kosher doesn't become bottle, and the meat that's kosher, because min b'minoi ain't a bottle. We don't agree with you. And therefore, to show that we don't agree with you, they took the blood of a sire, which is the one that shows us, the blood of the sire shows us that doesn't become bottle. I saw that they say from the Belz Rebbe, from Yisachar Doi, from Belz, that in the Seder Avoda, we say, Sos v'ira dama par v'dama sar. The Pasuk says that when the Kohen Gadol would mix the dama par and dama sar, he would do it with simcha. And the question is, why is that Avoda have to be b'simcha? Because he explained that what is the lesson that we learn from the dam hapar and the dam hasar? The lesson that we learn from the dam hapar is that the karbonus, that the sar never becomes bottle. And that was the simcha of the kohen when he did the avodah yom kippur. That even if there's a Jew who's a sar, whatever situation a Jew is, a Jew never becomes bottle. And that's why I saw similar pshat that we say when before Birchas Kohanim, the Se'ar of Fanachas Sirasenu, that our tefillah should be mekubal to you, ka'oilu ka'karbon, like an oil and a carbon. And the question is, why are we specifically mentioning that it should be the Se'ar of Fanachas Sirasenu, ka'oilu ka'karbon? Why are we mentioning Dafka that should be the thing that should show that our tefillah is accepted? And the answer is, because even according to the Rabbanon, who don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda about min b'mino le batel, but they do agree, as we just learned, that ein oilim mevatim zezeh, that anything put on the mizbeach is never becomes batel. The si'ar of ulfanach sirasenu, every time before we say Birkas Kahanim, we dam to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the si'ar of ulfanach sirasenu, our tefillah should be accepted to you. In what manner should our tefillah be accepted to you? Ka'oil ka'karbon. Just like the oil and the carbon, which are oilim, something that's put on the mizbeach never becomes bottle. We dive into our Kadosh Baruch Hu that our tefillahs, no matter who we are that we're davening, and when we're davening, and how we're davening, the se'ar v'fanachas yirasenu, ka'oil ka'karbon, our tefillahs that we daven to you should never become bottle. Says the Gemara, as we've been learning, the Rabbanan learned from this pasuk. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan learned from this pasuk. La'olam shem evatan azam zeh. Says the Gemara, why are they saying that that's the way to learn the pasuk? Maybe the way to learn the pasuk is the way Rabbi Yehuda learned the pasuk, because min b'minayhu. Asked the Gemara, iashminin, if we would have said b'min b'minay, v'lo yashminin olam, and we wouldn't have learned this regarding olam to the kamrit. The fact that the Pasuk taught this halacha, specifically by Kabbonis, what is the Torah teaching us? Oilim, Mishum the Oilim, that the fact that the Torah taught us this halacha by Kabbonis is to teach us that this is a unique halacha to Kabbonis, that ain't Oilim of Atum Zelzeh. But ask the Gemara, the Dilma, maybe the halacha ought to be, Ad Ika Mimba Minoi. Maybe what the Torah means to say that you have to have both characteristics, that they have to be min b'minoy, as we're learning, the blood, and also oilim. And as indeed says the Gemara, Kasha, that is a question on the opinion of the Rabbanan. Why do they hold ein oilim of atum zelzeh? Maybe they should also have to have that they're min b'minoy as well. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, as we've been learning, Rabbi Yehuda says that this pasuk comes to teach us, mikan, Lamin b'mino shein bottle. Ask the Gemara, why is Rabbi Yehuda saying that that's what the pasuk is saying, teaching us. The dilma, maybe the pshat in the pasuk is b'shem da'ilin, because they're the same, because they're kabbanis. Asks Rabbi Yehuda, yashmin oilim min b'shein aminoi. If the Torah would have taught us this halacha by things that are not the same type, k'rikamrit, what you're saying would be correct. Hashta d'shmi'inon. But why did the Torah choose to teach us this halacha by min b'minoi? To teach us, because min b'minoi hu, and min b'minoi never becomes bottle. So ask the Gemara again. Maybe according to Yehuda, you will need to have both. V'dilma adika min b'minoi v'oilin, kasha. Ask the Gemara. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda taught us that if a regular carbon mincha got mixed together with mechas koy Mashiach or mechas nesachim, psula, then you can't just burn them all together, like the Tanakhama said. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed because he said, by a regular carbon mincha, the oil to flour ratio is not that significant, and therefore you have a thicker batter. And by the other kabbanis, you have much more oil, and that's why it's a blila raka. And therefore, below is a mizah, that they start absorbing from each other. Ask the Gemara, but according to Yehuda, why would that be a concern? V'chi blua zu mizu hava, it's still min b'minoi. They're both kabbal minchas. Amar Ravak Savar Yehuda, kol shu min b'minoi v'dava acher. He says, when we have a situation min b'minoi and a dover acher as well, and here we have the flour of the carbon mincha of the red carbon mincha, the flour of the other carbon minchas, and the oil slake as mina kisha ein b'minoi. We have to look as a situation of a min shein b'minoi. We have to take the part that is the same as if it doesn't exist in this mixture. And now we have a situation, ain't a rub, mina rub alav mavatli. Then it will be considered like a situation of min bein minai. And therefore, since you have the shemen of the mincha, of one mincha, got mixed up with the soilus of the other mincha, they're all mixed in, and the shemen is ainai minai. Once we have a ainai minai, once we have an ainai minai element to this discussion, then the halacha is that it's not considered a case of min b'minoi, that Yehuda says min b'minoi in a bottle, but rather it's considered a situation of min b'she'en minoi.